T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we've got another update on Durant and Kyrie from the Woj bomb. KD and Kyrie have made it clear they want to continue to play together anywhere but Brooklyn.
The balls on these guys.
Now, you're already playing together.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Something had to have happened.
And they think that somehow magically they're going to end up on the same team together?
They think so.
It's not going to happen.
Well, something had to have happened with Josiah Sean Marks. Because if the goal is to play together, memo to both of you knuckleheads, you're on the same team.
So literally not giving Kyrie Irving the full max.
I guess.
And the way the negotiations took place, which we were both critical of, that the Nets should not have done that.
They should not have done anything publicly the way they did.
That was enough. That was enough to turn them off. That was enough to say, I got to get the hell out of here.
Or it means this. It means we may have collectively gotten one thing terribly wrong. Many of us, I believe you included, I don't want to put words in your mouth, stop me if I am, have always felt that since he came here, Durant was pulling the strings.
Right.
It appears, could be wrong, that Kyrie's pulling the strings.
Well, as far as what? The organization?
If Kyrie has poisoned the organization so much so in Durant's head that he is going to force his way out with 4 years guaranteed on his contract and Kyrie agreeing to play at least this year in Brooklyn,
right,
that we can't play for these people, for this guy, that guy, then it would appear to me, I could be wrong, that we've gotten it wrong in regards to who the power player
well,
is.
I thought
it was Durant.
Well, go back to when they signed here. Why did Kevin Durant pick the Brooklyn Nets when there were never rumors about him coming to Brooklyn? Well, one theory was Kyrie Irving wanted to come here. Kyrie Irving grew up in New Jersey. Kyrie Irving was a Nets fan. Kyrie Irving freaked out the first time he met Ian Eagle. It's a true story. He was excited. He was meeting the announcer of the team he grew up watching. So he was a genuine Nets fan.
Sure.
That Kyrie pulled KD to Brooklyn. That's why Durant picked the Nets. So if Kyrie is the one who pulled Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, then Kyrie was going to be the one to pull him out. And Kyrie was obviously pissed off that the Nets, even though no one else was willing, but the Nets weren't willing to give him a full max. And so Kyrie Irving clearly pulls the strings on Durant. That's really what it comes down to.
It appears that way, right?
And by the way, 3 years ago, I loved it. Because if the reason Durant picked the Nets was Kyrie Irving, then it's all worth it to me, right?
Of course.
You got Kevin Durant.
And I would say the same exact thing if they came to my team.
The problem is what got him here is what's blowing it up.
I mean, again, we're surmising.
No, we are.
But it does seem pretty clear.
Here's why we're not surmising. Something happened to piss off Durant, and it's centered around the contract negotiations of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
so
he didn't like the way they handled it.
He didn't like it.
Right.
And that pisses me off that Joseph Tsai, supposedly such a brilliant businessman with Alibaba, well, guess what? The brilliant businessman effed this up.
Well, I'll do you one better.
He did. He screwed
it
up.
I'll do you one better. It shows you the way the NBA is today from a standpoint of player strength. One of the things that we believe that Durant and Kyrie were pissed about is the manner in which the Brooklyn Nets handled negotiations and then being very loose-lipped to the media, putting stories out there about the situation, about no other team being interested in a sign and trade, blah, blah, blah. They played the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's fascinating to me, if we're right, that's one of the parts of the story that turned off Durant and Kyrie, but the reality is they do it. They do it as much as the team did.
They did it first.
Right.
They were the ones who were leaking the
whole... So it's fascinating that's what bothered them. The Nets played their game, and the Nets lost.
What is so tough is, I know that in a vacuum, most people will side against Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And if all things are equal, I'd agree with you. But when it comes to a basketball team, you've got to do what it takes. They gave the players the control.
That's how they got them.
And by the way,
when you grab the control away, this is the risk that could happen. And in a players' league, Craig, can you afford that?
No, and here's the thing that gets me the most. I could sit here and talk till tomorrow about how this player, that player, is not worth the obscene amounts of money. We could easily have that conversation, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get paid $50 million a year to play basketball? You're not worth it, blah, blah, blah. And that's a fine conversation. We could have that all day. You know, articulate why it's ridiculous, right? But the reality is, in their world, it's not ridiculous. And if it costs a multi-billionaire an extra $100 to $200 million, significant amount of money, to keep a core group of all-stars together to give you the hope, no guarantee, mm-hmm. of winning a championship, I'm sorry. That's the cost
no
of
question.
Doing business.
No question.
And by the way,
no question.
Everybody that yelled and screamed about the amount of money that the Golden State Warriors spent on their team this year salary-wise. Remember, Windhorst made a big deal about it. It became a talking point early in the NBA Finals this year. I went and did a little research on it. The Golden State Warriors made a profit this year.
Mm.
They didn't lose any money, right?
Right.
So the notion was, oh, luxury tax, $300 million on top of everything else. How could they possibly make that work? They made it work, and they made money.
Yeah, because if you win in the NBA, you'll make money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.